Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Say goodbye to the rest of your weekends. You are officially becoming a sports dad today.
That's right. Today, my daughter Reese has her first gymnastics class.
Oh my gosh. Who's more excited, her or you?
I think she might be. She was just bouncing it. She was practicing yesterday watching the football game. She was just jumping up and down on the couch, doing like somersaults and everything, trying to kind of get herself loose and ready to go for the next day. But I woke up this morning, and before I had left, her little leotard was already laid out on the kitchen table, and I left her a little note like, good luck today. So I'm excited. She's been waiting for this for a very long time, and you know the whole potty training thing was the thing that stopped her. So now she's finally broken that barrier, and this afternoon she'll be doing her first class.
Are you going to be able to make it for her first class?
I don't think so. No.
Oh.
But I told Tori to take a lot of pictures and videos, and I'm sure when I get home I'm going to hear all about it.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for this. I'm so excited for you too, because it's fun to see your kids do something that they love. And I'm sure, knowing Reese, when she like really likes something, she is going to fall in love with this.
100%. And I feel like it might be best for me to not be there the first, you know, couple sessions, because I'm one of those perfectionists in a sense where I'm like, all right, Reese, hey, come on, let's try that flip again. We got to land it.
Baby, this is how we cartwheel.
Yeah. Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Is this a new trend? So, you know, I told you we had our big Christmas party, and Anthony, you would have known if you would have showed. But before we had the party, we did a huge Costco run. You know, we bought all the waters and Gatorades and the Capri Suns for the kids. And then for the adults, we had beer and High Noons and stuff like that. So we had a ton of ice chests packed. By the time everybody showed up, everybody rolled in with not only their food, but their own coolers. For all the alcohol that we bought, we still have stacks left.
Wow.
Which I mean, I'm not complaining about, but I figured, you know, we're the party, we're hosting, you have to have drinks available. And I've noticed this, the last couple parties that we've gone to, everybody's bringing their own cooler. And we've done it too, where it's like, oh, we're all going to hang out. Like, I don't expect you to pay for my drinks. I'll bring my own. But at a party like this, like, we expected to supply the beverages for everybody.
And I was curious because your invite list was, what, 178 people? So I wonder if people caught wind of that and decided, you know what, we should probably bring a little bit more than we would to kind of, you know, spread the wealth.
Yeah. And I mean, maybe it was too, like, they wanted something specific. They, you know, don't want Coors Light. You know, we had those. We had Michelob Ultras, and then we had High Noons. That was kind of the spread of beverages. So I could see if you wanted to drink something else.
But to bring a big cooler, I mean, if we're going to a party, you're bringing like a six pack of something or maybe a handle of something and you're calling it a day. But to bring the full, you know, packed Yeti.
Well, yeah, like, I'm good. I got my own stuff here. I mean, more power to you, and thank you. I could have made my Costco trip a lot cheaper.
It sounds like you have some really thoughtful friends.
I know. And then that's what I'm wondering. Is it just the group of people that we hang out with that's like, we're good, we'll cover our own, you know, drinks? Or is this a normal thing? Because even like, you know, when we were little and we'd go to with my parents to their parties, I don't remember them ever pack in a cooler.
No, mine either. And I have a cooler, and I don't think I've ever brought that to any parties. So am I being rude?
I don't know.
Great.
Let's test the IE. Is this a thing? Are you supposed to bring your own cooler?
Yeah, please.
When you go to a party?
Yeah, let us know the etiquette. We might be wrong here. 1-888-431-3764. You can call or text in. It's Kelly and Anthony on KFrog.
BYOC, bring your own cooler. That's what happened over the weekend. I had my annual Christmas party. And prior to, Art and I went to Costco. We loaded up all the drinks for not only the kids, but the adults as well. Once everything was said and done, we had so much beer and seltzers left over. And it was because all of our friends brought their own coolers, which I thought was actually kind of nice.
What's the etiquette on that? If there's extra drinks left over and say, like, I brought it, do I just pass it on to the host or do I take it back?
No, if I bring something, I leave it. I'm not going to go into your fridge and be like, hey, so I brought
I'm not saying it's in the fridge, but since they brought the coolers, you know, it's ice
in the cooler. Oh, if it's in your cooler, you take your cooler home.
You don't give, hey, thanks for having us. One for you, one for you, one for you.
You're not giving out goodie bags.
Party favors.
Kristen Cheeto says, don't host a party if you can't supply drinks unless there's something specific that you want. Well, I did supply. I had him there, but everybody came prepared with their own stuff.
And you're not going to put a little thing on the invite that says, P.S., tell me what you want to drink. You're not going to cater to everybody.
Right. 310 says, I don't always take my own cooler, but I will usually show up with a party pack. I'm not going to drink it all, but it's like taking a bottle somewhere.
I'm surprised on our Facebook page how many people are saying you never go to a party without an ice chest.
A lot of people said that is kind of what everybody does is you bring your own ice chest. But then some people broke it down with the etiquette of if it's an outdoors party, you should bring a cooler. But if the party is indoors, then do not bring a cooler. You should bring a bottle of wine as a host gift.
Okay. I could see that because where's everybody going to put their coolers if it's inside? You're just like stacking all of them.
Right.
It's just silly.
Do you mind if I put this in the extra room? Cassandra in Oak Hills, what do you think about bringing your own ice chest to a party?
So your friends with the ice chest are called heavy drinkers. I have heavy drinkers. Yep. You could always tell who comes to my house, who brings an ice chest and who doesn't.
Okay. So you think it just has to do with the fact that they're going to probably drink more than the average guest?
That is correct. Yep.
Are they called heavy drinkers or that is the name that you have dubbed for them?
I think that's what I gave them. That's what I'm thinking. And then they're going to give you the excuse of, oh, I wasn't sure if you had the beer or the alcohol I wanted.
Oh, yeah, preference.
Okay. I mean, I'm not mad at it.
No, me neither.
Alcohol save for my next party. But, yeah, I was just kind of shocked to see how many people rolled up with the cooler, which I actually thought was kind of courteous that they brought their own drinks.
Right. Yeah, they're not showing up empty-handed.
Right.
So that's always nice. Yeah. But I had to just tell you because I thought immediately, oh, I know what kind of friends Kelly has. This is fantastic. I need to go to one of her parties.
Kelly and Anthony on KFrog.
Did you just get an update that you're not very happy about?
I was told, now we talked about my whole Christmas card debacle, how it was printed incorrectly. And I said, oh, we'll take care of it, redo the order, come in, swap the old cards out for the new ones. Great. Which were supposed to be ready last night.
Uh-huh.
And they gave me the confirmation of, yeah, your cards will be ready soon. Wonderful. I was like, that's too late to go pick up. I'll just get them today. Just got an email. Your photo order has encountered a delay. With what?
Well, and here's what I wonder. Because when you went in to the place to tell them that there was an issue with the printing, they said, don't worry. We just got a new printer so we can get them turned around within the day and get them back to you. What happened with this new printer?
That's what I'm saying. What if it's not... I don't know what the reason is. They didn't tell me. They just said, thank you for your patience. Don't thank me because I'm not being patient right now.
I mean, the good news is it's only the 9th. Maybe they'll have them by tomorrow. Get them in the mail. It's still going to be there before.
True. But I guess my biggest fear is them not getting there before Christmas and the delay taking even longer. Because we're still getting like Christmas card, like 2 a day at least. And I'm like, oh, the fridge is filling up. We still don't have ours in possession.
Well, if it makes you feel better, if people check their mail like I do, they are not going to check until like the 24th anyways.
You already told me you throw your Christmas cards away. You're not getting back on this invite.
You're not going to give me one?
I don't know yet.
Kelly and Anthony on KFrog.
Tis the season to go broke. And I tried my hardest with my family to come up with something new because, you know, we have littles in the family and everybody buys for all the kids. But the past couple years, at least on my side of the family, the adults all bought for each other too. So this year I was like, hey guys, like, why don't we just do like a gift exchange? Draw a name. You have one person you have to buy for. God love my brother. And he was like, no, I enjoy buying for everyone. I don't want to do that. So now he's going to buy for everybody. I'm going to feel like I have to buy for everybody. I feel like this is like the never-ending broke circle here.
Well, don't let him peer pressure you into doing that.
Well, I can't be the only one who doesn't show up with gifts for someone.
How big are your gatherings around the holidays? You got a lot. Do you have a lot of people to buy for?
As far as adults, there'll probably be at least 10 of us.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Do you guys buy for everyone in your family, the adult-wise?
We do, and I think we only have like 2, 4, 5, 6, maybe like six. So it's really not that many.
But it all adds up.
Sure it does, but my wife's a great bargain shopper.
Okay.
So she knows what she's doing. That's why she's in control of that. But if you guys set the precedence and say, hey, look, we're not going to do... I mean, your brother obviously breaking the rules because he wants to buy for everybody. But
I know.
It's, you know, the common ground with everybody...
Who knew that Kris Kringle was my brother? Casey Claus over there.
I get it. I mean, everybody should get a gift on Christmas. But two, if you all do agree that you don't want the Olive Garden gift card or the sweater that you'll wear once a year.
Well, and that's the other thing. And I tried to like reason. I'm like, come on, guys, we're all adults. If there's something we want, we're probably going to buy it. And a gift card, like, I mean, yeah, that's nice, but it's also just a gift card.
You know what means more to me? You know what the perfect gift is to me? Getting my kids something that they like and seeing their face light up.
And that's why I was like, let's just buy for the littles. Because on our side of the family, that's what we do. We do an adult gift exchange and then we buy for all the little kids. So I don't know. What's a way that you do it in your family? Is there a rule? Does everybody buy for everybody? Or is it, you know, just a gift exchange?
1-888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
What's the family rule when it comes to adults buying gifts in your family for the holidays? Does every adult buy every adult a gift? Because I tried to kind of get away from that this year, at least with my side of the family. And some of the family members weren't having it. They want to buy for everybody, which more power to you. But that gets expensive.
It does. And it gets to the point where you're like, you know, if we are going to buy for the adults, you go, I don't want to say like a cheapy route, but you're getting stuff just to get stuff.
Well, the 562 says that we usually get something for everyone, but for the adults, it's something small. I get them a pair of socks or a clearance t-shirt. I usually keep it under $10.
Which, it's the thought that counts, right?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I got to clean out my dresser now because I got more socks and I got, you know?
951 says, in our family, we do reindeer games. So you have to bring a gift, but it has to be appropriate for ages 1 through 100. Everybody plays the games, and if you win the games, that's how you get a gift.
Okay, I like the element of including a game.
Mm-hmm. 909, we only buy for the kids, no gifts for the adults. And that's what I tried to do, because it's about the littles, right?
I came across a little Scrooge-ish. Didn't like the way that was written.
Oh my gosh. Coming from
see,
you?
Well, see, now I'm sitting there thinking, well, you know, everybody does deserve a little something. I guess it depends on your budget. Might be thinking too into it. It definitely changes once you have kids.
Yeah.
Because like I had mentioned, it's a very nice gift for me for somebody to get my kids something.
I'd rather you spend the money on my boys than getting me something that, no offense, but I could have bought it for myself.
I think that's what I was trying to say.
The holidays are coming up and it is so easy to overspend, especially if you have a big family. My family's not huge, but this year I was like, hey, can we scale back a little bit? Can we like just focus on the kids and maybe the adults all don't have to buy for each other? I didn't realize my brother was Santa and Casey Claus was like, no, I want to buy presents for everybody. So that kind of went out the window.
Maybe that's just like his love language, though. He's like the gift giving type.
Yeah,
you know?
I guess
not trying
so.
To show anybody up.
But I mean, once everybody shows up, it's like, oh, okay. And you can't show up and not have a gift for someone if they have a gift for you. You know, then you feel bad. And I hate when it becomes that, like, well, I'm doing it because you're doing it. Like, can't we just clear the slate and just focus on the kids?
But you give the gift of giving me my time because now I don't have to create my return label, take it back to the UPS store. I think it's a win.
951 says, in our family, we do secret Santa for the adults. And then there's a separate Secret Santa for the kids. So you don't have to buy for all the kids and all the adults. You're just buying.
You're getting your select kids and adults. Okay.
Yeah, depending on the age group, that's where you're doing the Secret Santa. Eric, what about you? How does it break down in your family? Do you buy for all the adults?
We do a white elephant. They buy for everybody under 18, and we do a white elephant. But we have this cousin, we'll call Julie. Everybody tries to see what she brings in because no one ever wants her gift.
Why? What's wrong with Julie?
Good question. But everybody's got that cousin. And it's always the last one standing at the end of the white elephant gift exchange.
Okay, give us an example. What did cousin Julie bring last year?
Last year, she bought these snowballs, and they were like foam snowballs. The year before, she brought curly water hose from like the 99 cent store.
So everybody tries to see what kind of wrapping paper cousin Julie has, and they go, avoid that one.
They avoid it like the plague.
I'll tell you what, as someone who does a lot of yard work, I wouldn't mind a hose.
Not this one.
Jenny and Winchester, what's the rule in your family as far as gift giving with the adults?
So we cover my parents, my husband and I, and then everybody else. We do a gift exchange for the adults.
So you guys like draw names?
Yes.
What's the limit on the presents?
I personally don't set a budget, but it's usually like 25 or 30.
Okay.
That's fair.
Do you guys have a rule in place for the gift exchange? Like no gift cards? Does it actually have to be a gift?
No. So we've done like lottery tickets. I'm into experiences. So maybe like a bowling pass or like a museum pass, because most of the adults that we know have kids, so it just makes it easier.
I like that. I like that angle on that. Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you. And my kids just want to say bye.
Oh.
Say hi, guys. Or bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. What are their names?
So I have Mason. He's 12.
Hello.
I have I have Jameson. He's 7.
Bye.
I have Grayson. He's about to be 5 next month. And then I have Allison.
Bye.
She's 2.
Allison wants to talk to us.
Really excited.
Okay, that just made my whole day right there. And those are the little ones. That's who I want to buy gifts
right,
for.
That's who you get Christmas gifts for, those little ones.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
What's the status on the tree? Is it still standing with little Banks being mobile?
Oh, yeah. Tree's up. He does have a couple ornaments that he likes to grab, which we probably should have put a little bit higher on the tree. But no, tree's still standing. Everything is still intact. We have... what is it, like 17 days to go until Christmas?
We're counting down. My nephew, Tate, I was talking with my sister-in-law the other day, and she said that he got a hold of the tree. Whole thing came crashing down. Which we talked about, like, themed trees and how people decorate. And I know ornaments for a lot of people are very sentimental. And when they come crashing down, a lot of times, they're fragile. Those things are going to break.
Yeah, glass everywhere. Not fun.
Thankfully, and knock on wood, I don't think I ever had that problem with my boys. My tree has not fallen over.
You guys do fake or real?
Fake.
Okay.
Yeah.
We had a long time ago when I was a kid, we had we went to one of those farms where you could cut down your own tree.
Oh, that's
and bring
cool.
it home. Yeah. And it was the first year we had done that and brought it home. And I think we were all sitting in the family room, and all of a sudden you hear this giant crashing noise coming down. Ran into the living room, and sure enough, there's the tree on the ground, and my mom's heart was broken. Ornaments shattered everywhere.
Aww.
So we cleaned up as best we could, put the tree back up. I'm not kidding. Like, a couple days later, came back down. I don't know what the reasoning was.
Did you have a haunted tree?
Maybe.
What kind of forest did you get that tree
from? Very top heavy on one side. I'm not sure, but that was not a fun year.
What was the story behind your tree falling over? Was it a haunted tree like Anthony? Did you have kids? Give us a call or send us a text now at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. Timber, what is the story behind your fallen Christmas tree? I would assume it's like little kids. I know my nephew this year kind of knocked over my brother-in-law and sister-in-law's tree, or animals, things like that.
Or sometimes if you just don't have it straight up, you know, you put it in that little tree holder and you spin the things to get it in the trunk, and maybe sometimes it's
a little off balance.
Yeah.
Brianna, what was the story behind your fallen tree?
So this year I wanted to do a special night, a big, like, you know, have family over and Christmas tree decorating and get the kids all in the mood for the holiday. And by the beginning of the night, nobody was even interested in setting up the tree. They were all in the game room playing video games.
Aww.
And I ended up decorating the whole tree by myself. I was so upset, and I'm trying to move it after it looks amazing, thanks to me and me only. I tried to move it to where it needs to be, and the little, you know, we can't afford a big old tree around here. So the little things at the bottom, they moved, and it completely fell over on top of me. And I was asking for help, and nobody could hear me because our game room is in the basement. And I was stuck under the tree for, like, 30 minutes.
Brianna, I'm sorry to laugh, but the way you describe that, like, I just have a visual of, like, your hands and legs on either side of the tree screaming for help.
I'm 5'1", and it was an 8-foot tree, so oh my yes. God.
We're glad you're still alive and still with us.
Me too. I'm grateful for the holidays.
So once you got the tree off of you, did the family help you put it back together?
I left it. I didn't want anyone to touch it. They didn't deserve to help me put it back up, and I did it the next day by myself again.
Did you say how long you were pinned under the tree for?
Yeah, I was under there for about 30 minutes. I had to wait for somebody to come upstairs and get a drink.
Did it ever reach a point where you just kind of like accepted your fate, like you're screaming, help, 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 and then after like, you know, the first 5-10 minutes, you're like, you know what? There's no point in screaming. I'm just going to lay here and wait.
Oh, yeah. I thought I was done for because I had plugged in the lights and everything, and I thought the hairspray in my hair was immediately going to light me up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.